A rebel victory in Libya has Christians on their knees. Muslims prepare for a night of power, and ancestor worshippers in Togo receive the scriptures for the first time. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. As rebels in Libya appear to have successfully ousted a defiant Muammar Gaddafi from power, minority Christians are praying for a nation in transition. Open Doors' Paul Esterbrook says this is good news for Christians.
The word from Tripoli today from our country coordinator there is that things are very positive and upbeat. Believers get together at noon hour every day to pray. They pray for their country. They pray for the future of the church, and to encourage one another.
In a country with few known Christians, believers are excited about these new freedoms. However, Esterbrook says there are concerns, too.
Their attitude toward democracy is basically that of majority rule. And the concept of protecting minority groups, which is also part of democracy as we know it, is not even on the horizon.
Pray Christians will be protected in the transition as a new government is established in the weeks and months ahead. Meanwhile, the famine in the Horn of Africa is having an effect on just about every facet of ministry. Cure International runs hospitals in Ethiopia and Kenya. Vice President of Cure, Joel Worrell, says,
when a food shortage occurs in a country like that, everything costs more. Food prices have gone up and fuel prices cost more, which impacts our patients' abilities to get to our facilities as well as our abilities to cover the cost of energy.
Cure is taking action.
We end up having to make all sorts of contingency plans about what the impact's going to be on the budget of those hospitals and how that's going to affect other parts of our work in Africa.
Cure cares for disabled children. Worrell says it makes ministry even more profound.
We're dealing with just sort of an even greater sense of despair and abandonment and these feelings that, you know, where is God in this circumstance?
Opening Doors to share the gospel. Sponsor a surgery. We'll connect you at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. Muslims have been fasting and praying all month as they observe Ramadan, but these last few days are crucial. Crescent Project founder Fuad Masri says tomorrow is known as the Night of Power.
They believe that God in that night will answer your prayer and change your destiny for the next year. So in that night, many Muslims are spending time in prayer, in request. They might be reciting the Quran.
Christians are praying too.
There are a lot of Christians meeting together, also praying for Muslims that night, because Muslims are very spiritually in tune. Maybe they're thinking about eternity. Maybe they're thinking about their destiny.
They're praying for heart changes, as many who've been praying all month have already seen.
It's happening on different levels. Openness of societies, openness of Muslims, and then Muslims becoming believers in Jesus.
Keep praying. If you've been interceding for Muslims and now want to learn more about reaching them, consider Crescent Project's Oasis Conference in November. Details are at our website. Meanwhile, the Jesus Film Project and Faith Comes by Hearing are partnering together to help disciple new believers. Guatemala is just one example. 26 film teams are showing Jesus in 10 languages around the country. One team has planted 81 churches. As part of the follow-up, Faith Comes by Hearing provides proclaimers dramatized audio New Testaments. Funding is needed. Your $50 gift will help a film team reach 500 people with the gospel. We'll connect you at missionnetworknews.org. And the New Testament's finally finished and being printed in Togo. There are only 51,000 Gangam speakers in Togo, but that's 51,000 who haven't been able to hear the gospel in their own language. Many who don't know the truth worship ancestors instead. Now that Wycliffe Bible Translators has completed the New Testament and will be distributed soon, that could change. Pray for the Gangam to be open to the Word of God as they see that He speaks their language. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I know you want to go on a short-term mission trip, but it's too expensive, right? How about a free trip to either India or Nepal to deliver blankets to the needy? Win the Global Action Touch the World Trip Contest and you can go for free. If you've never been there before, you qualify. Activate your name now at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.